Good morning. 6:50 a.m. on June the 20th, 2016. Summer solstice. I didn't get out in time to actually get a good sunrise picture on the solstice. It's a scattered cloud kind of day. When the sun isn't behind the clouds, it's quite warm, and it's also quite lovely. But when it goes down behind the clouds, or when a cloud covers it up, it's sort of nondescript. The diffuse light makes a not very dramatic photo. So yeah, yesterday I dropped the ball. I didn't go out. I didn't write. I just sort of curled up in a fetal ball. It was Father's Day. It was a relatively pleasant day. We didn't do anything particularly special, which is how I prefer Father's Day. It was hot. Gosh, it was hot. It might have gotten to 100. It was at least 98. The good news is that it dropped quite precipitously after about 6 o'clock. Went down to 90. Hey. I don't know what it's going to be today. I know it's 60-ish right now, something between 58 and 62. I'm not sure exactly where. It's, it's a lovely morning. I wish I had more to talk about. My head is actually a little bit spinny this morning. I've got therapy at 9, so I'm sort of trying to move my carcass to get my brain moving, to get my blood flowing, in the hope that it might actually trigger something. I have a feeling my blood sugar is a little bit low this morning, because to begin with, I stayed up too late. I got up too early. Grinding along the best I can here. So, Jesus, I've got to get this book done by the end of the month. Today's the 20th. I've got 10 days. I'm at 50,000 words. And the problem is I don't think I'm going to be able to keep all of them. I think a lot of them are sort of filler as I'm fumbling around for the story. I'm trying not to freak out. I'm walking and not talking. I'm sort of pondering the story as it is and how it might be and what could happen. And we've got some angry people on the ship. We've got some laid-back people on the ship. We've got some odd operational rules. And we've thrown a couple of academy-trained people into it. So we'll see what works out. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Very happy dog. Feels like a long walk this morning. I'm not exactly sure why, whether it's because I'm overtired, because I haven't had any food this morning. I'm working on a half a cup of coffee. Not even that, I've just a few swallows. Today the younger progeny goes in to have wisdom teeth out. So that's a troubling, nervous-making time. Unfortunately, we managed to schedule it on the same day as her only therapist appointment this month. So we had to change the therapist appointment. And of course, we can't change it until... We can't get a date earlier than 5:30 next month now. We'll have to go back to the psychiatrist before we go back to the therapist, so... Yeah, well... One day at a time, you know what I mean? Let's worry about today. Let's worry about getting through the day. Chicken barbecue for supper? I got a fridge full of leftovers. Oh, this is going to be hot. Oh my God. I'm going to have to make this right-hand turn here and head east. Walk into the rising sun. Oh, it won't be too bad. It's still... Once I get down here a little ways, there's still plenty of shade. Good. Okay. Because I am working up a sweat. I'm trying to push ahead to get through this, to get back to make some breakfast, to get something to eat. I think it's going to be eggs today. I asked the wife, she's going to want French toast. I got nothing against French toast, I just don't like French toast every single day.
All right.
Well, let's be honest. I really don't like French. I don't really like French toast that well. Monk post. Blueberry pancakes might be good. Problem is, it's so early that most people in the house aren't up yet. So, the pancakes, if I make them now, will be kind of cold and soggy by the time people get up. I think oatmeal. I haven't made oatmeal in a while. Interesting pile of tiny little pieces of what looks like chert. You don't see chert just laying around in the middle of the paved road like that. I'm not quite sure how that might have been or whether it's really quartz, and I'm not enough of a geologist to tell the difference. Oh, well, there's a little breeze. That feels good. I'm just forcing myself to do this morning. It's one of those, I know I'll feel better if I do it. I know I'll feel better once it's done. The process of doing it is proving difficult this morning. I'm having a difficult time capturing the mindset. Recognizing that this 2-mile walk in the morning and this talk with you guys, when I do it, is more about self-care. It's more about taking care of myself, helping me with my mental health, as well as a certain amount of physical health. I'm not getting the pace that I really need for it to be aerobically useful. It's at 20 minutes a mile or so. It really needs to be 18 or 19 minutes a mile. I remember when I broke 15 minutes. I can't do it on the second half, but it's something to shoot for the first half. Find my old metronome and get it cooking. lady's got some serious burn spots in her lawn. I don't know quite what it is. It's an odd place for... It's a sheltered lawn. West side of the house. Street side. Wow. What was a lovely scattered cloud day is this really gray looking... Oh, feels wonderful. It's got a breeze with it. Overcast. There's a cloud deck moving in, I think from the north, north-northwest. It's a gorgeous breeze. Holy crap. I'll make sure the windows are open. Take advantage of this. Lady with little dog coming my direction here. He's a happy little fella. Good morning. And good morning to you.
Hey, get back here.
He thought he should smell me. Oh, I know that dog. Usually he's got a guy with him. First time I've seen that woman out. And Mr. Moorman is off on his rounds. He's already... He was mowing this park when I left. So it took him 40 minutes to do it up. Ah, this cottonwood is driving me buggy. It's cottonwood everywhere. Cottonwood seed, cottonwood fluff, cottonwood cotton everywhere. It drifts into the garage in great piles, and we track it into the house. It doesn't want to come up because it's sticky once it settles. But anyway, look it, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.